she was fucking amazing too. Like, I did not believe in myself at all. I hit a point where I thought, I can't do this. Like, I'm not good. I'm not good enough. And she would sit me down and be like, you are just as good, if not better than your whole class. You are better than your whole class. And I would just think that she was blowing smoke up my ass. I'm like, you like me. Like, you're just saying that for no reason. But then, like, I took some of my state licenses and I did better than my whole class. And she's yes. like, I told you, I've been telling you this whole time.
Nice, nice.
But
nice,
she
nice.
Always believed in me.
Do you hate it?
I hate it. What do I hate?
You hate drinking tea.
I do like this tea right here, though.
Yeah.
I've never really been a tea drinker.
It's nice to have a tea before to bed, going to bed.
I suppose, yeah, it is, except I have to get up like 4 times to pee.
Yes, that makes me pee too.
Because of it. But it is relaxing. Have you ever made tea with banana skin? A banana peel?
No, I'm not a monkey.
Apparently, the peel of a banana is packed with magnesium, which helps you sleep, which I used to do this all the time. You just boil water and you put a banana peel in the water and you boil the banana peel and it makes a banana tea. And then you can put like a little honey or cinnamon in there to flavor it and you drink it. And I kid you not, like, you pass out. It's really great. But so you can save banana peels.
What are the benefits of the banana peels?
To make you sleep, to help you sleep. Like, if you're having problems falling asleep, the magnesium in the banana peel helps you sleep. It's called banana tea. Check okay. it out, kids.
I'll check it out.
Definitely. Banana tea.
Well, every time you can learn something different from Elena, I guess she's not
she's
just
packed with knowledge.
Yes, and experience. Oh. Well, cheers to you.
Cheers to me. I have 2 beverages in front of me.
Is it episode 9?
No, it's episode 10. Last week was 9.
Oh, really? We keep up the good work and we're going forward, huh?
Always moving forward.
Yeah, nice, 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 nice. So what are we talking about today, Elena? Are you ready, Elena?
Are you ready, Elena? Well, first of all, this is the last episode I'm recording without alcohol. So excited about that because I want my roadies back.
Well, nobody stop you. You can go and take a drink right now.
Yeah, I could. I said February 1st, so I'm going to wait till February 1st.
So you had the time. Why are we not drinking?
I just feel like I'm so much more funny. I'm more relaxed and witty, and I'm on the ball with a couple cocktails in me. And I'm more enthusiastic about these podcasts. Otherwise, I just kind of feel like,
You don't want to even share this with anybody? Like,
no.
The time that you're feeling low-key?
Yeah, I just want to watch TV, do nothing. Do you think, here, this is a great question, and this will go right into what we're talking about today. We're talking about
what is influencing you.
Yeah, in things that influence you. So, with that being said, alcohol. Do you think alcohol influences me or influences?
Alcohol, it's a drug number one in the world, so it definitely influences you and make you addicted. And why you stop drinking alcohol? Tell me.
Yeah, because, well, I don't know that it influences me, but it definitely makes me snack a lot more. I eat more food when I drink, so I guess it influences me.
Yeah, maybe you can say it this way.
Subconsciously.
What is the most thing you've been influenced so far? Is it me and my good...
Give yourself way too much credit.
I mean, good example of what I'm doing, how I'm living. And you're like, great. I have to follow his steps. He's amazing.
No, I think the opposite. I'm like, great. I'm never going to do those things.
No way.
Things that influence me.
School. Let's start from school. How school influence you? Like the people who are the famous one or the one that they're like
teachers.
Maybe teachers.
I think teachers can play a really big role in influence.
It should, in
they
a good
should.
Way.
Yeah. It wasn't until I was in college when I found my sign language teacher who I adored. I was I admired her and feared her at the exact same time. She was a very scary woman. She was hard to talk to, but I had so much admiration for her. And she's the one that really encouraged me to interpret. I had no, that wasn't even like on my
desire,
list.
Yeah.
None. But she sat me down. We went to lunch one day, and she definitely influenced me and just told me that she thinks I'd be a great interpreter and that I don't take things too seriously. And she can see me being able to handle lots of different situations without it influencing me, and those make the best interpreters. So she influenced me, which changed my whole direction of life.
Are you grateful?
Yes.
Say thank you. Shout out to your teacher.
Thank you, Lisa Mendoza. Hopefully you're still teaching sign language somewhere in the desert yes. of California. That's you were amazing.
That's the great influencers, the teachers, and the people who trying to bring some
value
in your life. I got inspired from my assistant professor or whatever you can call him in the university, in college, before I try to pick up my class and my subject, what to study. You start studying first 2 years, just basic, general. Yeah. And after that, when I met up this...
like an advisor?
Yeah, team of people who teach in this category, which is my like logistics, I got inspired. They say, we're not going to be here and teaching you that if there is no money, no success, and no opportunities. And I was like checking in JobsBG, which is like BG.
What?
JobsBG is the... a national website that you can go and check for open positions to work, like okay. to apply for...
For logistics?
Jobs, BG, BG is Bulgaria, jobs.bg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and not only for logistics, but when you put in the category logistics, you show up so many different like positions open, and I'm like, they may be right.
So you took their advice.
So I took their advice, and I got influenced from them, and because of their example... I was inspired of learning.
Yeah.
I feel like that's my path, and I feel so passionate.
I think there's very few teachers that can really send that message out to like inspire. It takes a really special, special teacher that has to be filled with compassion and love to like make kids or a young adult latch on to what they're saying. Because usually I think we're just like, eh. Teachers, whatever, blah, blah, blah. They're so boring. I learn nothing. It takes a really great teacher to send those messages.
It is.
I mean, I can literally remember 3 or 4 out of my entire educational history. There's only been 3 or 4 that have like stuck with me that were amazing teachers that influenced my path.
That's a good question. What do you remember more? The teachers who actually gave you the good notes and good grades without even you study a lot, or actually the ones that they push you and they try to inspire you and let you do your homework, make sure you're a good student to pass the class?
It's the ones that I didn't want to let down. So I did the work.
So the respect of them.
Yeah, exactly. Like they were such a great teacher and I respected what they did that I wanted to show them my respect by putting in the hard work. There was a teacher at Columbia too, one of my interpreting teachers, Angela Malcolmson. She was fucking amazing too. Like I did not believe in myself at all. I hit a point where I thought, I can't do this. Like I'm not good. I'm not good enough. And she would sit me down and be like, you are just as good, if not better, than your whole class. You are better than your whole class. And I would just think that she was blowing smoke up my ass. I'm like, you like me. Like, you're just saying that for no reason. But then, like, I took some of my state licenses and I did better than my whole class. And she's like, I told you. I've been telling you this whole time.
Nice.
But she always believed in me. And so I always put in a lot of... Her class was so hard, but I put in all the work because she inspired me.
There is a song in Ariana Grande, Kill Them With Kindness. And I feel that if we talk about influencing the whole environment and people who are around you, and the days go and you see the same faces of anger and people who are hate each other on the road, or you see that example, you start following it. Mm-hmm. Once I came in America, I was seeing all the people as like, watch, look at me. Stop looking at me. And they were responding of the same way with like, hi. Hey, how are you doing? How are you doing, sir? Welcome. So much kindness on a response of my anger. I have anger for no reason, just because I got born and raised in an environment
Bulgaria.
Where these people are more have anger for
Macho. No. I think you guys are macho. You think you need to be like super tough and macho.
Maybe ego. Maybe you have to like put down other people to feel like you more than them. And that's the worst example I ever had. Now, when I'm here and let's say I don't put the mask and I go to the gym over and over every time and it's only the same person in front of it and they say, put your mask on, put your mask on, put your mask on, put your mask on, and I have so much anger and try to be like, I'm not gonna put my mask on, ban me from this gym, I'm not going to this gym, I don't care. Over and over, they still continue with the same message and with the smile, being polite. When I was leaving the gym, I felt, why should I be not just
ashamed?
Yeah, I felt ashamed that
of your behavior,
of my behavior.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, next time I put my mask on and like, hey, good morning.
Yeah.
And I felt
it's so much easier.
It's way better.
The energy that you put out fighting and resisting, and then compared to the energy of just being nice and pleasant and doing what you're told.
Yeah.
Not that you need to be a follower, because I absolutely do not agree with that at all. But there's some things in life that it's just easier. It's just easier to go along with it and smile and be nice and pleasant.
Same as if you're in customer service, as you are, and there's rude people. But when you show them smile and politeness and you go over.
Sometimes you can soften them.
They teach from you. There's people who came to the restaurant, and in the beginning they have anger in them, and because they were in the traffic, mm-hmm. work wasn't go good, they have anger, they're hungry, they just want to go eat, and they're like, give me some attitude. On the way back they feel great, and I feel, I mean, I give them to anybody, I give them the same routine with smiling and politeness and trying to be nice and kind. On the way back they give me more money and they say, I'm sorry that I was bad person. I'm ashamed of my, how is it?
I know exactly what you're trying to say too.
Say it.
Attitude, I guess.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever I brought to you, I'm sorry. I'm trying to, like, I saw a video today in Facebook. The guy was on the line in the grocery, and some lady in front of him dropped some sauce and it's break down on the floor and all around the shelves, and his food and his shoes and his clothes were with the sauce. And he tried to collect this sauce and clean it and help the guy who was cleaning the sauce, like the person who was cleaning it. And the lady who dropped it said to the guy who was sharing this, like, I'm paying for your grocery too. And he's like, it's not a big deal, I can do it. Like, she's like, no, just be a kind person, continue, send this message again, over and over, to go reach more people.
It's like a mirror. I feel this when I'm taking care of tables. The energy that you give out or that someone greets you with, you can't help but you mirror it back. So if someone's mean and angry to you, you respond with the same, you give it right back to them. It's a mirror. If you are super pleasant and happy, it can easily change their mood into being more relaxed and happy and pleasant. I've noticed this, like if I go to work and I'm upset and I'm mad about anything, something at work, something at my house, and I just have this negative, really bad energy, everything goes wrong. I hate my tables. I'm sure they hate me. My tips are bad. Like, it just, everything feels off. And I want to blame everybody else. I'm like, all my tables suck. They all suck today. They're all in shitty moods. It isn't them at all. It's me. It's what I'm projecting. And then I'm getting met back with that same energy. And I've felt the opposite. I've had such a wonderful day for no reason. I just feel like everything is going perfect. I'm happy. I'm happy to be at work. And then all of a sudden, every single one of my tables are amazing. They're so great. We're vibing. They're throwing money at me. Like, you can feel the energy. It's just, it's a mirror.
Yes.
It's like you give it out and it will grow or it will die, you know, depending on the positive or negative.
Change come from inside, and the influence we are doing, we actually should influence in the good way.
Yeah. Give it out. Maybe
it's way better. I mean, it's way easier to have anger and be negative person because you don't put any energy, but just being badass rather than put an effort to put a smile on your face and actually show a good example.
Yeah. How about your like parents as far as influence, how they influenced you? Were your parents more of positive people, negative people, a little bit of both? Do you feel that the person that you are today is influenced from the way that you were raised?
Definitely, I'm influenced by them, and every person is influenced by their parents. And I'm thankful for them that they didn't smoke cigarettes and they don't smoke cigarettes. And
I thought they do smoke.
No,
they just sold.
They were in the business of selling master boxes of cigarettes, but they never smoke. Because my parents didn't smoke at home. I didn't see this example.
Yeah.
So it's the example. And my parents are always been traveling. And I want to travel too.
What about like their energy? Like, were they positive people? Were they negative? Were they like, oh, this sucks and that sucks? And yeah, of course this happened to us. And like, how was their like everyday demeanor?
Well, they... Over and over and over and over, when the time goes, you see them, they go down and they go like more negative because they're influenced by the media and they watch the TV so much.
But I hate the news. News is a terrible influence.
It is terrible.
I won't watch it. It's so depressing.
It is. It is so depressing.
It's only shitty stories.
And at the end of the day, we have to tell you guys there is an accident down the road and two people were died. But no worries. It's going to be a good weather. Hey.
Oh, no, actually, it's not good weather. There's a terrible storm coming in. It's the worst we've ever seen in 114 years. And Johnny down the street's on trial for murder of his family. And it's just like, I stopped watching it.
It's shooting last night ago. And everything. Yeah.
Years ago. I want to get back to your parents, but speaking of other shows, that's the absolute opposite of news. Ellen, love that. Yes.
You'll love it.
That show came out when I was pregnant with Emma.
Okay.
So it would have been like 17 years ago, I think. Her show is always fun. And that's what she preaches too. She is fun. She's fun. Be kind. Be kind to people. Laugh.
Oh, she's not kind. She's rude. Sometimes she's doing,
joke?
Some kind of practical jokes to the people doesn't expect, and they're...
That's not rude, that's funny.
Well, it's funny, but not for the person who actually experienced this joke.
Well, they seem to laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyways, that's a show that is a good uplift. Like, you can't help but just smile when you watch that show. So your parents, they were mostly...
Yeah, they were happy, and they're still happy. They don't see the word negative. But I say once they start watching more TV, they get more influenced and they kind of lay down.
Yeah.
What about your example at home?
My parents divorced when I was two. So I don't really have an example or an influence of my dad. I am like him. He's very OCD, but I think that that's more genetics than it is like me watching his behaviors because he didn't raise me. My mom is a survivor. She's lived through all kinds of crazy situations and life circumstances. She always figures it out. She grinds like she's a survivor. But my mom is very negative. She doesn't see the positive in anything. And it took me until my late 30s to really be able to understand that and label it. Like, everything is awful for my mom. It's awful. It's tragic. Of course that happened to me and I can't believe that's happening to me. Like, it's just negative all the time. So I was like that. And it's been the last 6-7 years of my life that I have to consciously try to shift the way that I'm thinking and find the positive in something and try to focus on something positive, because you find yourself just always, you can find the shittiness in every part of your day. It's hard to find the positive. So I was definitely influenced from my mom that way. And I'm trying to break that cycle because my daughter has that same tendency as well. She's very negative by nature. And I don't know if that was from me, if that's who I was when she was a baby. So I'm really trying to talk about positivity a lot, implement it in my life. I've got little phrases at my house that I try to write, and I'm trying to change my influence on her so we can try to break that cycle at some point.
So every time you're influenced by somebody, but actually if you want to be influenced by you, yourself, it should come from inside of yourself, and you should realize it, and you should read about it, and you should
be conscious of it.
Correct. So you should not be influenced by people, but you should influence people.
It should come from, yeah, that'd be great. Wouldn't it be wonderful if, have you ever had someone tell you, like, you're such a great guy, you're so nice, and your positivity is wonderful?
I actually didn't have any guys talking to me like that.
I have had people tell me that. It's usually at work, like my tables, because I put on a whole different me. But, you know, in my really great moments, I can be a ray of sunshine, is what I like to call myself. And I'm not always. So when someone says that back, it's like, oh my gosh, I could be that person. I want to be that person. I want someone to be influenced in a good way. I want someone to come to me one day and be like, you said this to me 10 years ago, and because of what you said, I changed my life.
I love that.
I decided to do this, or, you know, because I can tell you the few people in my life that influenced me.
Yeah. So I always admire people who are smiling, and they're always smiling. You cannot hide something bad behind your smile when you're smiling.
Except
from
cavities.
But I'm saying even cavities go away when you're smiling.
Ow.
You don't keep bad things in your mouth while you're in a good vibe, in a good mood.
Yeah, I suppose so.
So is it the social media?
I was just going to say that.
With that being said, is it the social media influence you good? Because everybody shows their good life in social media.
Yeah, they do. But nobody understands that too. Like, you look at other people's life and you're like,
but since, I'm so sorry for interrupting you, but since they are showing their good life, you should be great. You should feel good, because that's a good example, isn't it? Good influence.
I think it's good and bad, because you are seeing only good things, but that's making it seem like nothing's wrong in their life. Everybody's got it all together. Everyone's so perfect. So then when you look at your life, it might trigger you to think that your life is a shit show. You know, your kids hate you, your son's failing high school, your husband's cheating on you, you just got fired at work. So it seems like everyone else has it all together.
So fuck you and your good life. Yeah, my life doesn't go good.
Everything's so perfect for them over there. Like, nothing's wrong. That's actually not true. Because on social media, you only post your best pictures. You only post your best memories. You don't post the night that you and your husband get into a fight and throw knives at the kitchen. You're not posting about, hey guys, guess what? Got fired today. Have no job. I'm on unemployment. You don't post that.
Yeah.
You're just posting, just took a weekend trip to Orlando, got some sunshine.
Yeah.
So it's deceiving. I don't know. I mean, I kind of think it's sort of bad. That it could possibly be negative.
So are you saying right now, because of these things, every time we record an episode, it's not happening, that does mean we should release it, or we should only keep up the good episode and release just that? Because we try to bring the good message and the good vibe, and when we don't feel good, we don't want to record. That's why when we feel good and we want to bring that emotions to the people who listen, that's when we record, and we hope the listeners actually get the smile on their
different
face. It's different?
It's different, because we don't want to release something where someone's going to listen for 11 minutes and just be so bored out of their mind that they shut it off.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the point. The point is, hopefully, to have a 30-minute episode that maybe brings you a smile, you enjoy hearing what we're talking about, and it's a little break in your day of just maybe, you know, lighthearted, nothing serious, little fun, maybe some laughter.
Yes, guys, let us know in the comments in Instagram or in the Apple Podcast app. You can write us a review. Let us know how you feel listening to us. What is the things that you remember, and which episode you like the most? Something that we brought to your life and you smile, or something that if we waste your time, don't listen to us again. Like, it's not our point here to waste your time. It's our point to make fun, have a good time, bring you some
value
if we can, and smile on the face, of course.
Right on your face. Okay, wait. I want to get to a topic that you've been dying to talk about.
Porn.
Yeah. Pornography.
that's influenced the most.
You wanted to talk about, you wanted to have a whole episode about how porn influences. I can't really relate to that because I don't watch porn. I never have. I have seen it. I've seen a couple episodes. It's never been something that I'm like, I'm in the mood for some porn tonight. Never. Not one time in my life have I ever thought that. So it's hard for me to understand the influence. I don't know if it's a man versus woman thing, maybe, or if it's just me. I don't know. But you say porn, and I'm sure it is for many men.
I know girls watch porn too. So it's not about just you or men and girls. It's about you that you don't watch it personally, but there's people
maybe
who
I just
watch.
Don't need that stimulation.
Okay.
But I'm maybe getting it in another negative form, I'm sure.
So I used to watch a lot of porn. I used to watch from my teenage years a lot of porn. And what does porn brings to you? It brings you the thinking that you don't need a partner because you can take care of the job by yourself while watching something. And that influenced the mind that you're satisfied and you don't need to live with partner or with other people. And that's actually divide people. That's how I see it. And not only, like, you never watch a porn twice, the same video twice over and over with the same girl or with the same guy. You try to change it because you're done with it. And since you're changing it over and over, your mind is influenced. Okay, I'm done with this girl. I'm not anymore attracted to it. You're bringing that home.
So do you think that that influences you in real life then?
Of course.
So you go out to a club, a bar, you see a pretty girl, you sleep with her, you're done. So next?
I'm saying you're going home, you see that girl. Let's say that's your girlfriend, your fiance, your wife, your mom.
Gross.
I'm saying once you're done with the job, you're like, I don't want anymore. My mind thinking, okay, let's switch to another category, amateur or a teenagers or a MILF. No, you have to stick with the same partner and you have to build family and grow, not go over and over and go in circle looking for a same satisfaction from different people. Like this satisfaction, it doesn't go anywhere. It's actually destroy your life.
Do you think it's addictive too?
It's addictive.
So like, you start addictive. Watching it and then you watch more and more. And then does it also progressively get harder? And I mean, like, let's say you start out and you just watch some basic regular porn, just people having sex, but then that's not enough. So you got to get more kinky, more weird, like more abusive. Like, does it progress like that?
Well,
or just different people maybe?
It changed. You start getting like fetishes. You start getting, okay, I have a fetish of feet, or I have a fetish of
fetish
of boobs, or I have a fetish of, Asian girls. Or the worst for me, I have a fetish for guys. Like, these people who are doing pornography influence the mind of people and imagination, and they actually show them, okay, now you can sleep with older girl, or you can sleep with same gender person, or you can do that and you can do that. Yes, help you to change the position and the style and try different things in your bedroom with your partner. But
so do you think it can be beneficial?
At some point it can be beneficial if you see it as art. Let's say Kama Sutra, you know Kama Sutra?
Mm-hmm.
It's something that it changes you, like different positions, different feeling, different way. Like, that's pleasure. Comparing to the pornography, which is influencing you to take care of yourself without needing a partner and don't appreciating the partner because you know you have another option with another click. Or, I don't know, like, it's definitely not worth it. If I see it as an alcohol.
A drug.
A drug. It's addictive, and it's a drug and you cannot go without. I feel so much productive if I don't watch a porn today. And if I watch porn today, my day is lost.
When you're alone at your house, do you fight with yourself about watching porn? Are you like, I'm going to watch porn? No, I'm not. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. But in your mind, you're like, well, I could just do it really quick. What if I just do like one small one?
I used to fight and I get to the point that I was addicted and I was weak to go and just click to this porn site. And whatever I was start doing, I was like, I will do it after I jerk off. And I never finished the job. And I felt like that doesn't bring me
value.
Yes, it doesn't bring me value. That's why I'm trying to stop it.
What about masturbation?
I masturbate and I have my imagination and I have things that I go.
Can you do that without porn?
Yes. And that's I'm trying to do. I'm trying to close my eyes and think about stuff which happened or made me bring me pleasure. And
like washing your car and vacuuming the carpet.
Definitely, definitely.
Watering work, your plants.
Go to work and
brushing your teeth.
Yes, I'm saying it's better than seeing something and you're like, okay, I don't need to use my mind like and my imagination
influencing you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
How is porn influencing you? What do you think?
It doesn't influence me
because like, you don't watch it.
Yeah, because I
think
don't watch
your kids
it.
Watch it.
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, my son is a boy. So I'm sure he does. I mean, I really haven't met too many men that don't. I have met lots of men that say, I've stopped watching porn. I'm trying not to watch porn. So, I mean, it sounds like it's an issue for you guys. I think it, I don't know. I think it caters more for males because I watch porn. Here's maybe the reason why I don't watch it. It's fucking fake. There's no way women are enjoying the way that these men are fucking them. Like, it's just, it's so ridiculous to me. They're painting a picture that it's the most euphoric feeling ever when a guy's doing whatever these stupid positions are. It's just not true. When I look at it, I'm like, okay. But you guys see it as, yeah, she likes it. She's enjoying it. I'm fucking her. She loves it. She doesn't. I promise you she doesn't. Like, it's just, I think it's so ridiculous. So maybe that's why I don't connect with it.
So the same way that it shows us, it shows the guys that the things that they have to do and the same things when the guy do them in real life.
We're he's like, what are you doing? Like, that yeah. doesn't feel good. That's
what,
not working.
Where did you see that? Come yeah, on.
That's not working.
Do it normal way. Give me pleasure.
Yeah.
I agree with that. And maybe one of my goals in life is to let people stop watching porn.
To let them stop watching porn?
Can I say that?
Well, you mean to influence people to stop watching porn?
To influence them, people to find another way and to build actually.
I don't think that's really your.
It's not my goal. It's not something, not my purpose in life.
Yeah, your purpose.
It's not my purpose in life, but it's something I can try to influence people and to bring them the things that are more important than
watching porn. I think you just live by your example. You know, if someone sees.
I'm not talking anything I don't like live. Whatever I live, I'm talking to you here right now.
Right. Well, that's the idea. This is to be completely honest. I think that if you're a great person, you're putting out positive energy and someone's looking up to you and you're having a conversation with them and they're like, how do you do it? How do you stay so positive? And how's your relationship so great and all that stuff? That's a great opportunity to be like, you know, I wasn't always like this and I had to give up. I stopped watching porn and I stopped drinking alcohol and lead by your example, you know, then I think people pick up on that more than do this, do that, don't do this.
And that's the thing, when people do it, they know it's wrong, but they're like, I'll do it just because it's easy. It goes nowhere. And I feel I'm in the right path when I quit and when I stop it, when I stop doing it. And then so I feel so proud of myself. I'm not influenced. The moment I click, I'll start again.
Really?
I think so.
Wow, that bad.
You have to know why, the reason why you're stopping it. It's not because I stop it because I say myself, I'm not going to do it today. You have to have a reason behind of the things you're doing, the power. I'm not doing it because it ruined my life. That's it. Find something that you're like, that's my purpose is to build a good family, have a kids, and be a good example, good dad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to continue doing this evil.
And I don't think it has to be like
You have to be strong in some situations. That's how you have to be with drugs, with alcohol.
But we're not here to condemn porn. I mean, I'm not... I think there's a lot of it that's bad.
That's the battle. I'm saying you fight your battles. I'm not saying just porn. I'm saying drugs, alcohol, bad influencing.
Yeah, that's true.
Bad vibe, bad energy.
It's more about finding the things that inspire you and influence you in a positive way. Not necessarily focusing on the negative, but... Like,
let's talk about something good.
Okay.
Let's finish the episode with something good.
Something positive?
Something positive.
How do you want to... What would you be so proud of if you influenced someone and they told you back, like, how you inspired them? What would make you feel good?
Man, you're so funny, or you're smiling a lot. Like, I wish I had these good vibes always as you are. Like, a good person and... thank you. Like, yeah. Something they tell me in an honest conversation out of nowhere. I'm just talking with them. I'm not giving them any lessons, but I'm just talking with a person and I'm saying, hey, how are you doing? Hey, nice seeing you. Hey, I like your watch, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, I like you.
Just your overall personality.
Yes. I don't need to look for a, what is called, people to recognize me.
Oh, recognition.
I don't need to look for recognition from people. But
genuine. You want someone to be genuine.
But these little things change you. Like, it keeps you going.
Yeah, it does. It
keeps you the drive.
One small compliment, you know, that's genuine. It's like watering a flower. Like, it continues to grow. You're like, oh my gosh. It makes you feel good inside.
Yeah, there is an experiment with the rice.
I told you that.
You told me that, right?
It's so true. Rice. You guys should do it. If you just want to see positive and negative energy, we could do this at home just so you can see it too.
Okay.
You make a cup of rice. You boil it. You make rice normal in a Ziploc bag, or you can actually do it in a mason jar. I think we did ours in a mason jar. Put the cup of rice in one mason jar. Put another cup of rice in the other one. Seal them both up. You can decorate them. So one of them is a positive jar. One's a negative jar. So on the positive one, I think we wrote like, I love you. You're so beautiful. Thank you. You can put flowers on. Decorate it all in positivity. In the other one, you can paint it black. You can put I hate you. All negative stuff. You can put them right next to each other on a shelf. Every day, go to your jars and talk to them. So the positive one, same thing. You're so beautiful. Thank you so much. You're wonderful. Your color is white. You're full of positivity. Say positive things. In the negative one, say, I hate you. You're ugly. You're not growing. You stink. Say negative things. Within 1 week, you will start to see mold grow on the negative jar. It's insane. And they're sitting right next to each other. They're exactly the same on the inside, and the one with negative completely will mold over. The one with positive, nothing. Nothing happens to it. The rice might ferment a little tiny bit. No mold, no black, nothing. So it's amazing to do with kids, to just show them that the power of your words. So I definitely recommend it. It's super cheap and it's really neat. I did it with my daughter and it was crazy. It was crazy how the jars, like, the negative one was covered in black mold, covered. And the positive, perfectly white, right next to each other.
Amazing.
We did it. I think we did it for a total of 3 months. We took pictures. We should
amazing.
Do that.
Let's do it. And let's keep up the good work and the positive vibes and try to bring some happiness in life.
Okay? Please.
Please.
Please. And look forward to next week's episode because I'll be drinking.
Be a good person. Be a good example.
Have fun, smile, laugh.
Make good things to other people. Like, give good with, like, help.
Do something nice for somebody unexpected.
Without
for no
to
reason.
Expect.
Buy yes. them a coffee.
Yeah, just write us a good review. We don't expect you from.
Oh, yeah, do that too. Just write us a good review.
Awesome. And follow us on Instagram. Let's do at least 100 followers.
Come on,
today.
Guys. Help us get there.
Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you. Tell your mom I said hi.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.